Hello, and welcome back to the Adulting with ADHD podcast. Today, we're tackling a topic that hits home for many, staying motivated. In this episode, we get into why this is such a common challenge, and I share a few ideas on how to deal based on my own struggles as a working parent living in post-pandemic America and nearing perimenopause, if I'm being completely honest. Before we jump into today's topic, a quick reminder to check the Patreon if you're interested in previous episodes. There you will find an entire library of interviews with experts and patients, including doctors, ADHD coaches, and some of your favorite creators, all discussing how ADHD intersects with hormones, trauma, food, and more. If you just try harder... Who's heard that one before? This misconception that adults with ADHD simply lack the willpower ignores the complex neurological factors at play. Groundbreaking research, particularly Dr. Nora Volkow's 2010 study, which was published in Molecular Psychiatry, has shed light on how the dopamine reward pathway dysfunction contributes to motivational challenges in ADHD. This research, led by the director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, debunks the notion of mere willpower failure and underscores the need for understanding the neurobiological basis of ADHD. No amount of willpower is going to give you that dopamine, but interventions can, whether that's prescription-based, behavior-based, or both. Personally, I'm a fan of both, but your mileage may vary. Here's how I approach staying motivated, and spoiler alert, it's not pretty or even consistent, but it's enough and it works for me. One, don't frame it as all or nothing. One of the biggest motivation killers for adults with ADHD is the all or nothing mindset. This way of thinking can lead us to undervalue the smaller yet significant steps we take towards our goals. It's essential to recognize and celebrate all achievement, regardless of size. Take, for example, the cozy cardio movement, which has been a game changer for many if TikTok feeds are any indication. This approach assumes that not everyone wants to train for a 5K, but movement still has intrinsic value, even if it's gentle. Imagine integrating movement into your routine in a low-pressure, enjoyable way, such as walking at a leisurely pace on a walking pad while catching up on Ted Lasso. That's my favorite workout nowadays. It's a self-care ritual that can keep you on a positive feedback loop, and you guessed it, it checks off that dopamine box we were talking about earlier. Focusing on metrics beyond my control is a surefire way to demotivate myself. The best example of this I've got is the BMI model, where weight and height are evaluated with no consideration of muscle mass, ethnicity, etc. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it or listen to Maintenance Phase Pod. So instead of concentrating on the bullshit BMI model, I concentrate on daily habits and actions within my grasp. For example, setting movement and nutritional goals that are smaller and regular habits that are building blocks to achieving broader goals without the pressure of controlling the uncontrollable. Number three, forgive yourself. Self-compassion is key, and it's not just a bunch of woo. If I expect perfection for a certain endeavor and then fail at it, it's going to create a negative association with that endeavor. I'm going to be like the child who hates piano lessons, whose stomach turns at the sight of a piano. Instead, I try to listen to my body more. If I'm too tired, I'm not going to push my movement goals that day. And I'm absolutely not pushing myself to do anything while I'm sick. In short, I make space for life's interruptions. It takes a lot of work. I'm constantly reminding myself that I'm not a robot, and it's so important. You may be the only one giving yourself this message, so it's important to remember that. Find accountability somewhere. If you broke a date with yourself to walk, did it even happen? It's like a tree falling in the forest, right? Accountability plays a crucial role in enhancing motivation, especially for individuals dealing with ADHD. The journey to maintaining focus and achieving goals can be daunting due to the challenges that ADHD presents, such as procrastination and difficulty with maintaining consistency. However, leveraging accountability tools and communities can significantly alter this landscape. I'm going to bring in a couple of examples here from my personal life. For instance, coaching apps like Shopful offer personalized guidance and reminders that help keep individuals on track. These digital platforms provide structure and regular feedback, essential components for someone struggling to manage ADHD symptoms. By setting clear goals and receiving consistent support, individuals are more likely to stay engaged and progress towards their objectives. Side note, I'm interviewing the founder of Shopful for the next episode after this one. The power of community cannot be underestimated in the quest for improved motivation. Online communities, such as the weekly accountability group I used to follow at getbullish.com, create a sense of belonging and support that is invaluable. Being part of a group where members share similar challenges and goals fosters an environment of mutual encouragement. Knowing that there are others who are cheering you on and who expect regular check-ins can serve as a powerful motivator. It transforms the often solitary struggle with ADHD into a collective journey where successes are celebrated and setbacks are met with understanding and advice. If you're curious to learn more about accountability, check out my interview with accountability coach Claire O'Connor. This and other episodes with coaches are in the ADHD archives. In essence, the integration of accountability mechanisms, whether through digital apps or supportive communities, offers a tangible boost to motivation for individuals with ADHD. These platforms provide not only the necessary reminders and structure, but also a sense of camaraderie and shared purpose. The knowledge that someone is there waiting to hear about your progress can make all the difference on days when motivation is hard to come by. Through such support systems, individuals with ADHD can find the strength to overcome daily challenges, making strides towards their personal and professional goals with confidence and consistency. 5, make sure it's something you actually want to do. Ensure your goal is something you genuinely enjoy. Since achieving it will require daily effort, it should be something that brings you joy or satisfaction. If the process feels like a chore, it might be time to reevaluate your goals. For example, if your goal is to be more in control of your anger outbursts, don't sign up for a kickboxing class if you know you won't enjoy it, but you feel like that's what releasing frustration looks like. Maybe you can approach it from a different angle, like soothing your nerves with restorative yoga or protecting your energy with a mindfulness meditation. It doesn't have to look like one certain thing. Okay, final thought. Staying motivated with ADHD isn't about monumental leaps. It's about consistent small steps. By adjusting our mindset, focusing on controllable goals, finding support, practicing self-forgiveness, and pursuing passions, we can maintain motivation and achieve our objectives. How do you stay motivated with your ADHD? Have you found a unique strategy that works for you? Share your experiences and tips with us at contact@adultingwithadhd.com. And if this episode resonated with you, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Your feedback helps us grow and reach more people. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, happy adulting.